Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Very pleased to have with us the brand spanking new, well, he's not that new, but he's still new, Executive Director of Pathways Community Center, a.k.a. Pathways, a gentleman by the name of Taylor Thomas. Taylor, welcome to your first, is this your first Straight Talk show?
Second.
When was your first one?
A couple months ago, we did an intro after just coming on board.
I didn't know why it stuck in my head. Well, here you are. So let's do a refresher course. Tell everybody a little bit about your background.
Sure. So Taylor Thomas, I'm from Chester. That's where I live at. And I've been in the upstate area in the nonprofit world for the past 12 years. I graduated from Wofford. And after then, I started working with the Boy Scouts and had to make a career move to be a caregiver. And so left what I thought would be a lifelong career for me in scouting and came to hospice and community care here in Rock Hill and was a mile away from my aunt and was able to take care of her. And just thankful that the Lord opened up an opportunity at that time for me to be where I needed to be to be present for my aunt. And she's doing better now. I'm still caregiving for her, but had an opportunity to come into a leadership role at Pathways and just been super thankful. Came into an area that I had no background in other than a big heart and a strong belief and have fell in love with our folks and our partners and have just really taken off.
So how would you go about explaining what the heck Pathways is all about?
It's a model of collaboration and support. And for our folks that are experiencing homelessness, there's so many barriers. And if we could just make it life easier on them, which is what we have, and to come to one place to get multiple resources and without having to navigate, but also there to find people who can help you navigate to those resources that may not be on campus. Not everything is on campus, but just to say, go to one place and get a lot of your questions answered and a lot of the resources you need to survive right there. And that's what we are. And to the partners, we're just one big collaborative family that work together. We don't all individually have the resources, but together we're stronger. And so I've enjoyed getting to know all the partners and just understanding them. And we're all autonomous individual. I say we're one big Southern Baptist convention over there. We got 14 individual churches that are all working together, serving the same Lord and working to support the same target audience and have different unique styles to do that. But all they're working together.
It's a very interesting model of how you can help people who are in need. Before Pathways, we had all these agencies all over York County that people could go to who needed help, but how were they going to get there?
Right.
They had no transportation, can't get on a bicycle and ride over to wherever. I mean, you just can't do it. Now, we do have a public bus system, which helps out, but it is not the be-all and end-all for what these people needed. So along comes this concept of Pathways, which is really just a great big building that we've got these 14 or 15 or whatever it is number of agencies in. And they have learned and are learning to work together so that you can send somebody down a path called a hallway to get some help here or to get some help here. And then if something is needed off-site, we can make arrangement for that. Right?
That's absolutely right.
So most people would say collaboration. Well, that sounds pretty simple. Well, it really wasn't that simple. Because this was a whole new concept for the nonprofit world, correct?
Absolutely. We just got an email from MOC, which is our continuum of care partner for the state level, people inquire all the time about how we do what we do because there's not a whole lot of models that look like it. There's a lot of agencies across the state that do all the things that we do as one agency. That's just one big conglomerate, but not as individual partners working together.
So people probably were asking themselves, if you've got a 40,000 square foot building, which we do, but what people don't realize, it's 100 years old. It's the old West End School. And that's that building over the last 7 or 8, 9 years, whatever it's been, has basically been remodeled from one end to the other, which we need to give a great big gold star to a fellow by the name of Charles Price, because he's had to supervise every bit of that. And that's been yeoman's work, taking an old building and getting it up to standard.
Absolutely.
But it's there, and it works, and it's just fine. It's good shape.
Absolutely. But it is still an old building that has its challenges each and every day, too.
Yeah, true.
But it gets a lot of wear and tear. I mean, we talk to Richard Murr from Bethel often. You know, just Bethel Day Shelter sees over 100 people every day. Just think about the number of times that one door is opening back and forth 7 days a week. And, I mean, just everything gets used every single day.
And think about it. Take Bethel. Bethel is offering all the people who come in there shower facilities, laundry facilities. It's even used as an overflow for shelter,
for
a night shelter to sleep. So when you've got some, when you got 100 people every day using laundry and using showers, that's a lot.
It is.
It's a lot. So the biggest Pathways is primarily funded through the generosity of the community. Is that correct?
Almost 100%.
We don't receive any dollars from the city or the county or any of that business.
No, we receive one federal grant, a very small portion of our budget, and the rest of it is all community members coming together to support this cause.
And it's not we're not staff heavy. We have what, 3 people?
We have 2 part-time intake, 1 full-time intake, me and a business manager. So 5 total people that are working to hold this thing together.
Hold it together. And you're doing a very fine job, I might add. Okay, so with that being said, you're launching a new initiative here that, to me, has a tremendous amount of potential. And it's all about how do we come up with a workforce program that makes sense for the people who are coming through the front door, many of whom have very little skills, if any, but yet want to get back up into some kind of routine. You have to understand, nobody comes to Pathways that doesn't want help. They have to come through the door, right? There's people out there who don't come through the door.
Absolutely.
And we can't do anything about that. But those who come through the door want help. So I'll let you go. I don't know where you came up with this idea, but it's a great idea.
So when I was interviewing, I just felt led that we needed to have workforce development on campus. And several of our partners already have case management that helps with workforce. So it's not that it does not exist currently on campus, but we currently have the Larry Bigham Kitchen, where the House of Agape operates each evening, where they serve 60 to 70 individuals a night. But for the rest of the day, that space sits vacant. And so we said, man, we've got an unutilized resource on campus. We have folks that need a skill set to be able to get out of this. And this really started to click when we hosted a job fair. And we've hosted many job fairs in the past, but we've never we've done it, and we've invited anybody that had jobs available to come. Well, for our clients and those that we support, they have to be on the bus line. It has to be an employer that's willing to hire somebody that has a background challenge. That's a first shift job, because that's when the buses run and that's on the bus line. And so we went under those parameters to do our last job fair, and there's like 240 employers on the bus route today. 80 of them will hire second chance individuals, and most of those are restaurants. And so as we started thinking about, you know, what's a way that we can easily get someone out of this space that they're in now, we said we have an empty kitchen, we have restaurants that need help, we don't have a similar type program in our county right now, and this is a great way to give them the skill sets they need to get hired right away.
It's pretty interesting, because you know, there, you mentioned we've got all kinds of workforce programs. I mean, people could go over, let's say, to York Technical College and learn a high-tech type of skill, no problem. But these individuals that are at Pathways, they don't have that skill set.
Or they may not have the time, the coordination to get there.
Right.
So just talking about the bus line and how it's a great resource for our community, it still takes a lot of time and planning to get from A to B in this town.
That's true.
For example, for the men that come to the day shelter at Bethel and they go to the Bethel night shelter on Curtis Street, it takes over an hour and 15, sometimes an hour and 30 minutes to get from point A to point B just in Rock Hill. So you have to plan, you know, diligently, how am I going to get to that schooling if they're going to York Tech or somewhere else to get to that.
So the concept here is we're going to bring the school to them.
Ah. So we have three shelters essentially that operate on campus, the Haven, the Overflow for Bethel Men's Shelter, and the Cottage as part of the Lifehouse. So we have built-in clients on campus every day that can literally walk to school and then go from there to a part-time job in the afternoon, and hopefully upon graduation we can line them up with a job. And so that's our ultimate goal, is to give them serve-safe training, to give them other industry-related trainings that they can take with them, to give them part-time work every afternoon so they can be saving while they're going through the program. We kind of built this program based off of a model in Charlotte, the Community Culinary School of Charlotte, but also understanding that our clients and our agencies, in particular the Haven, they have a very short runway. Those men have 90 to 120 days to be out of their program. And so how can we get a man in their situation through this program with enough money to get living on his own again? And so that's why we came up with a 9-week program and an ability for them to work in the afternoon so they can save at the same time.
So you're not a chef. I'm not a chef.
No.
Who is going to run this thing? Who's going to be the teacher?
So we met with the Community Culinary School of Charlotte to understand what their program was like. And as we told them we had an interest in doing something similar, they said, well, we've got a graduate of our program that works in Rock Hill and has her own catering business, Chef Tisha. And we met with her, never met her before, and have just fallen in love with her and her story. And she's just in a place in life that she is all about helping people. And it's really just a dream come true to have somebody with the knowledge and the experience and has been through a program like this, graduated, taught there, knows it, and is really ready to give back to our community.
And is in business for herself.
Right.
Doing what she's learned to do, and apparently does it very well. All right, so how familiar are you with this curriculum? Are you?
Well,
no.
Well, I'm not I don't have that right skill set, but we know people who do. So Chef Tisha, definitely having been through the school, and she has taught at the School of Charlotte as well. So she's our person, and so she's helping guide us through all these conversations.
You know, what's interesting is the word has gotten out about this thing, and it hasn't started yet. It doesn't start until October?
October the 13th.
Okay. So we're a month away, but the word has gotten out. And I think the response from some of the local restaurants has been very favorable.
Absolutely. And we've already gotten two or three that have committed as partners that want to hire our graduates. And so we really feel like we can set them up for success.
The graduation certificate, Safe Serve or Serve Safe, whatever it is, what is that?
So Serve Safe is a national accreditation that all of our restaurants across the country use and have to comply with, and so that's going to be an industry standard across no matter what state you go to. But we're also working on life skills as a part of this program too, so they're going to get resume help, they're going to get AI technology help, they're going to get Microsoft training as a part of this. So we want them to be able to be good employees. We want them to show up to know kitchen math, so to speak, how to handle drama in the kitchen. And it's a one of the weeks is themed around stress, and getting your meals out on time is a big deal. So just teaching them those soft skills that you don't have to have any knowledge base to have to be able to accomplish it, and just showing up on time every day and just being a good employee.
Well, this is a huge step forward for Pathways. I mean, this is really very, very interesting that it's a perfect entry-level type of position for somebody who has no real skill set but wants to work and needs to have something to offer an employer.
Absolutely. We had our interest meeting last week and already had 13 apply, and our first course is only going to have 10 students in it, and we anticipate this thing going on. So this isn't a one and done course. This is hopefully going to be four courses a year that we can get through 40 people coming through our program, maybe even more as we get going and expand. But 13 out of the gate have already expressed interest, and we've got two more weeks for them to apply. And so this is not exclusive to Pathways, where if you know of anybody that needs a second chance in our community that could come to Pathways, we just did it with our clients and our guests in mind.
So is this a first-come, first-serve type of thing?
It's an application, and we're going to review those. And the number one thing that we're looking for is commitment. And we're going to be investing a lot into these students, and we just want to make sure that they're a good fit and that they can complete the course and are serious about entering into the workforce.
You know, one of the things that you hear a lot about, I guess from restaurants and from other jobs as well, is this whole concept that if you agree to work for somebody, that you're going to be there to work, that you've made a commitment. You'll be there for whatever your hours are, 4 hours, 5 hours, 10 hours, whatever it's going to be, you're going to be there. So in this case, that's something that you want to know up front.
I talked to Mitch Grant at the Roasting Company a few months ago when we were dreaming about this project, and I was telling him what we were going to teach him, and he says, well, I just needed you to teach them how to show up on time, because that's our number one struggle with just any of our employees, is just being present and being committed. And so that, again, that goes back to our application. We just want folks that are serious, that we can invest in and really hopefully open doors and change their life.
So Tisha, Chef Tisha, is she the one who's going to do the reviewing the applications?
Yep. So we're working with our case management partners. So all the guests that have applied so far that have been at shelters, we're doing like a reference check with all the shelter to see, you know, is this individual a good fit? Do they have what it takes? Not everybody's going to be able to stand on their feet all day long in the kitchen, you know. Right. And so just thinking about the physical tools of that as well.
But a lot of jobs in restaurants are part-time jobs as well. Mm-hmm. You work 4 or 5 hours and
right.
That's it. Others, you know, are full-time jobs. It's very interesting. Okay, we're going to take our mid-program break and remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy. Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. So anybody who's ever been to Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, knows what we're about to do. We are about to remind people why they need to come from outside, inside. Because what we do here is fresh subs and salads. We do it 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. How we do it is in the white letters. Let's do it. 1, 2, 3.
Slice. Garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Good fresh food, even fresher than Subway. And it's also on a paleo diet.
I like the people. I like the food. And being picked on.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
The Piedmont Medical Center Women's Tower at our Rock Hill campus boasts fully furnished labor and delivery rooms and family care suites. Our Level 3 NICU is equipped to provide advanced medical treatments for premature infants and infants who may have complications. Inside the Women's Tower, families begin bonding with their special deliveries in private family care suites, allowing mom and baby to relax with ease. Learn more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Now, parts of Western York County can enjoy Comporium's advanced internet technology every day. Thanks to the partnership between Comporium and York Electric Cooperative, parts of Western York County now have access to Comporium fiber technology that gives you the ability to stream, download, search, and conference quickly and reliably. Not only is Comporium fiber fast, it's also affordable, starting at just $49.99 per month with no connection fee. For details, go online to comporium.link/YEC to sign up for Comporium high-speed internet today.
There are very few genuine money managers in America, and one just happens to be your neighbor. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see what a money manager can do for you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or go online to andersongriggs.com.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
The food, the number 19 is the best.
When I want lunch, I come to Substation 2 because I can't remember never not coming here.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Taylor Thomas is with us. He's the new Executive Director of Pathways. When I say new, how new is new?
Just a little over 5 months now.
5 months. Mm-hmm. Seems like you've been here an eternity. You having fun?
Loving it. Yeah. You know, like I said earlier, it's kind of scared coming into the space, just not having a background and serving the homeless, but have fallen in love with them and our partners, and just really love where I'm at, and thankful to listening to God's calling.
All right. So we're talking about this new program, which is going to be teaching clients of Pathways a skill in the restaurant business. They're going to come out with a ServSafe. Is that right? ServSafe certificate. Mm-hmm. Now, you've been out knocking on doors, getting sponsorships for this thing. That's going pretty well so far?
So far, so good.
Good. But you've got an event that's tied in with this coming up later this month on September the 25th. What is that?
So our event, our fundraiser for this year is called A Recipe for Hope, and it's highlighting what we're doing with the culinary program, but it's supporting our campus Pathways operations overall. And so, you know, we talked a little bit earlier about, well, what is Pathways and how does Pathways work? Well, it's the campus. It's, you know, our partners do rent from us, but that's only 14% of our overall budget. And so the rest of this is coming through community support. And so keeping the 100-year-old building up and operational takes a lot. And things break each and every day, unfortunately. Richard Murr just texted me, and he and I can share with you all the stories of things that we fix each and every day in different parts of the building. And so that's a big part of it, but also the security and just 24/7 security on campus. It's required of us through the city of Rock Hill, but, you know, just to keep our clients and our partners safe. And so it takes a tremendous amount of assets to be able to do that. So when you support an event like A Recipe for Hope, you're helping make all that possible. And our goal through our ministry is that, you know, our partners do rent from us, so they do pay to be there, but it's much less than what they would be paying in the general community.
Let's clarify that. There's the rent for the nonprofits at Pathways is probably 20% or 15% of what the open market is. And that includes the security, that includes Wi-Fi, all that kind of stuff. Right.
Yeah, it's a lot less.
Yep.
And so
a lot less.
So anyway, we're hopeful that they get to use all of their resources or more of their resources to support the clients, and that's being a part of that collaborative family that we have on campus.
All right, so what's going to happen on the 25th?
So we're going to have a drop-in luncheon. It's going to be in the auditorium in the Larry Bigham kitchen at Pathways. And that's where we're going to highlight this program, but then be able to tell some of the success stories of what's been going on at Pathways, this overall whole. And like I said, when you support this event, you're supporting all that we do. It's providing that safe, secure place, providing a dignified space on campus, keeping it up to date, and also for programs like this that are coming out of it.
Okay, so this all involves food, right?
Absolutely.
And we're going to get a sample of what's been going on with Recipe?
So this will be a kind of a box lunch event where they'll take the box lunches home with them after this event. But after this and the culinary program starts, they'll be fixing, the students will be, box lunches every day that will be available for sale. And so that's what we're really looking forward to is not only is this culinary program good for our clients and our guests to get out of their circumstances quicker, but it's also another revenue stream to support Pathways and for you to buy lunch and know that I really helped change somebody's life. I helped somebody get out of their circumstance, and I helped support the overall Pathways community when you just buy a simple box lunch. So that's one of the exciting things. We don't have all the details how that worked yet, but that's what's coming later this fall.
There are people that I know in this community who their wife says to them once a week, "You're going to cook dinner, dear, right?" And I know what I know exactly what this individual is going to do. He's going to pick up some box lunches down there at Pathways, guaranteed. So we'll not only be able to understand more about this program, but you'll be able to sample basically what's developing.
That's right.
That's interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, and you know this will be the first class and pilot this fall, and hopefully after that point, you know, we can really tell the success stories of where these individuals have gone, where we've landed them in jobs, and where they go from here.
That's the whole thing. Get them back up on their feet, get a job, and all of a sudden things start to look a little bit better.
Well, we were at a BELT fundraiser a few months ago, and a lady distinctly came up to me, and she said, "Well," I told her, they asked, "What is Pathways?" I told her what we did, and she said, "Well, they just need a job." Well, I wish it was that simple for all of our clients. I said, you know, every person's unique. Everybody has their own story and their own challenges. And it takes a whole lot of support just to be able to get to that point. And so I hope that, you know, people understand that yes, that is 100% a part of it. And, you know, yes, we're bringing the school to them to make it as, you know, convenient and as easy as possible for them to get skill sets. But it takes everybody on campus working together to be that web of support for our clients.
And remember, you know, everybody has a story as to what got them into this situation. I call it that little button that everybody has inside of them that under the right circumstances can be pushed, and all of a sudden you just fall off away from who you are, and you end up in a place like Pathways. Pathways' objective is to get you back on your feet, so you can get back to a normal lifestyle. I mean, anyway, so with that being said, people need to understand, you know, there's a lot of significance around the name of the Larry Bigham Kitchen. That for people who have lived in Rock Hill for a long time, they knew Larry Bigham. He ran Thursday's Two Restaurant with his wife, Kathy, and their kids, you know, Kelly, and I mean, it's the whole gang out there. And Larry passed away at an early age. Right after, not long after they had sold the restaurant. Anyway, he always gave a meal to somebody who needed help. He was always there to help somebody, always. No questions asked. He'd run them over here, he'd run them over there, feed them, whatever the case was. So to have that kitchen named after him is a big deal.
Absolutely.
And then you've got the whole cafeteria space that was remodeled. Those two projects together were about $500,000 of this community's support. About $200,000 for the kitchen itself, and about $250,000, $275,000 or whatever it was for the cafeteria itself. And now we've got a modern kitchen. We've got a modern setting with all the technology to teach people, space to teach them. I mean, it's great. Ideal situation.
Absolutely. Well, if you've never been and you just need to come over and see it, come call us one day and take a tour and just see the facility. It would impress you to see. It's a lot more than what you see driving down Cherry Road if you've never been on campus.
Sure. Yeah.
And it's a beautiful place.
We're going to run out of time. People can get involved with this thing to sponsor it. How would they get quick information?
So if you go to our website, pathwaysyc.org, the first pop-up landing page is for about the event. So there are opportunities to sponsor. Even if you just want to come as an individual or couple that day and support, we would love to have you there to hear the story, to see the space in person, and to see how the doors are opening up.
All right, this is something the whole community needs to get behind. It's called A Recipe of Hope. It's at Pathways, and all the information is online at pathwaysyc.org. Taylor, thanks for being here today and the good work you're doing.
Thank you so much.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program today, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Okay, we got all the geniuses in line here. Look at them all turning around. They like that, right? What we do here at Substation 2 is in the white letters right here, and we're all going to chant it out together at the count of three, right? All right, fresh subs and salads. How we do it? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden.
Not bad, guys. Not bad. I'm really impressed. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.